They were one of the very first people we thought about when starting the Can You Women 31 in 31 inspirational series this August. And what an incredible honor. They fight the good fight, and I'm going to let her tell you why they are so special. On the line, one of the Black Mambas, Colette Ngobeni. Thank you so much for talking to us. Welcome to Big FM.
Hello.
So, Colette, you guys are extremely busy, and you really fight the good fight. Now, let's start at the beginning. You guys have literally gotten international acclaim for what you do, but out of your mouth, who exactly are the Black Mambas?
Okay, the Black Mambas, the young women who stay in Greater Kruger, but they work at Balule Nature Reserve. So we are mothers, we are aunties, we are sisters. So the Black Mambas are the young women who protect wildlife in Balule Nature Reserve.
That's so incredible. I've got goosebumps every time that I think about the work that you do. Colette, how exactly did you become a part of this initiative?
Okay, I was one of the learners in school when I was doing my grade 11. So there were these projects, they call it Dimbavati Bush School. So I used to attend it in school. So they came to our school to educate us about nature conservation. So I was one of those ladies. So after matriculated, I was just sitting home doing nothing. So I heard that they want women in Balule so they can go for an interview. So I went to the interview. I passed the interview because of the love that I have for nature. So I wanted to be one of the women who are in there, like, one of the women who make changes in their community by protecting wildlife.
That's absolutely incredible. And you guys face so many challenges every day doing what you do because you really are fighting an incredible fight. Colette, what are some of the most difficult things you guys deal with on a day-to-day basis?
Okay. The difficulties that we have in the bush, it's when it's too hot, and when we have fine spores in the fence, human spores, because we need to track them. When we find that there are holes that our wathok have digged, so then because other animals can go out, so those are the big challenges that we have. Because if we come across human spores, it's obvious that poachers are inside the reserve. So that is our big challenges that we have.
Now, like, I'm going to keep saying how incredible you guys are because you really are. And hearing about these challenges, you guys are really fighting the best possible fight you can to protect our wildlife and to protect from poaching. What motivates you to get back at it every single day? When you wake up in the morning, what do you say to yourself to keep being the best possible part of this team?
Every day when I wake up, when I go to work, my motivation is I want to do this for my upcoming generation. And then again, because those animals, they can't fight for themselves. They need us to fight for them. And then again, because I'm doing a huge difference in my community, because I'm not just a Black Mambas anti-poaching unit. Even in a community, I raise awareness about wildlife. So I'm doing this for my community. Like, I have all bags in my shoulders from the communities. So what empowers me a lot is because I'm not doing this only for me, but for the women in the communities, and then again for the animals.
That is so important, and I love what you say about communities and for upcoming generations, because it's so important for us to educate young people, especially in this day and age, about the importance of conservation. Now,
yes.
What is your message to young girls in this country? Because you also, you were, like you said, still in school when this bug actually bit you. What would you like to say to the young girls in this country, young South African girls who might be future Black Mambas?
Okay, what I can say to them is that everyone can do anything as long as you have patience with it. And then again, if you love something from your heart, you can do it. It doesn't matter that how hard it is. And then in the world, there is no job that named a man's job. Any woman can do anything that they want to achieve in life. Just because you need to have love inside your heart, you will do anything when you have that love inside your heart that I want to do this. You can do that.
Colette, I'm going to paint those words on every single wall I see, because every single girl in this country should have that passion that I can hear in your voice.
Thank you.
Now, looking back at your time with the anti-poaching units and even with your work in the community as well, what have been some of your greatest days, some of your highlights?
Okay. my greatest day is that when we patrol the fence, because patrolling the fence, it's where we are around R40. So the cars, they go up and down now and then. So I love doing that thing because everyone can see us when we on the fence. So it's like, I will say raising awareness each and every day is in my life. I love doing that.
That is absolutely fantastic. Now, if someone would walk into the group of women in the Black Mamba anti-poaching unit, like, what are the values that you as a group of women live by within the unit? How do you motivate each other every day when it's so hot? And like you said, with the war talks, we've got a problem. And there will be days where you kind of feel like you want to give up hope. How do you motivate each other as well?
Because we are sisters and we are one big family. So then that's where we uplift each other every day. If we see that someone is pulling up out, that's where we sit down with her, talk to her, try to find out why she's really in our group. So then that's where we motivate ourselves each and every day. Like, we give support for each other every day.
Now, Colette, you guys are professionals at what you do, but if you're talking to, let's say, 21-year-olds that aren't necessarily in conservation as deeply as you guys are, what can we do to make a difference and to make your job easier?
By raising awareness in the communities, by raising awareness all over the world, then that will help us.
And then I've got to ask you this, because you are filled with so much inspiration, and I asked you what your message was to young girls earlier, but what I want to ask you is, Colette, if I could put a 16-year-old Colette Ngubeni in front of you, what would you tell her?
What I can tell her is that she needs to follow her heart. She needs to understand herself first. She needs to do anything that she wants to achieve in life, not just for the short period of time, but for the long period of time. And then again, I will tell her to try to conserve anything that is in her hands, then, like, conserving anything that you have in your hands, protecting anything that you have in your hands, and then I will tell you that.
That is fantastic. Now, Colette, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. And from my side, I've got to thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you do. I don't think everybody always realizes how incredibly hard the Black Mambas anti-poaching unit works, and I want to thank you for inspiring an entire generation of girls to believe that they can do anything.
Thank you very much for giving us time to speak to you.
Have a fantastic day, Colette, and good luck with the heat.
Okay, you too.